Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on March 19th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. The yard waste program will start back up here in a couple weeks, in April. If you don't know, the City Yard Waste Pickup Program is an optional service that costs $9.60 a month for 8 months, from April to November. If you sign up for the program, you receive a tan rollout for your yard waste that is picked up on your regular trash day. The yard waste rollout is only for loose material. Branches less than 2 inches in diameter and less than 36 inches long, grass clippings, and leaves. Don't bag your materials or put in branches larger than 2 inches in diameter or 36 inches long, sod, dirt, sand, or tree trunks, and don't fill the rollout so much that the lid won't close. To sign up for the yard waste program, call City of Gillette customer service at 307-686-5206. There's another opportunity for citizens of Gillette to make their opinions part of the City of Gillette Comprehensive Plan. Visit plangillette.com to enter the Virtual Engagement Room, where you can assist the comprehensive planners by providing input and feedback on several topics, like draft vision statement, vision wall, community relations, services and maintenance ranking, and community topic education. Make your voice heard and help shape the future of the City of Gillette. Looking for a summer job? It seems a bit early to think about summer, but the city is taking applications for seasonal workers now. Being a seasonal employee is a temporary, full-time position and starts at $14 an hour. For more information or to apply, visit gillettewy.gov/employ or click the link in the description of this episode. And here's what's on the March 19th City Council agenda. Council will consider the write-offs for the general billing and utility accounts. This is something the city has to do periodically to remove accounts that have become uncollectible from the books. What makes an account uncollectible? It's any account that has been closed with an outstanding balance for the last 7 consecutive years. And they mean fiscal years. So at this meeting, the council will discharge the debt from 29 general billing accounts and 351 utility billing accounts that haven't paid or been active since before June 30th, 2016. There will be a public hearing and then council consideration of the budget amendment. The biggest item in the budget amendment is the irrigation control system. Here's some examples of the types of things that are changed in the budget amendment. Carryover expenditures from the previous fiscal year, additional expenses offset by new revenues, transfers between funds, application of funds set aside in the past for specific purposes, and application of unassigned cash, which is additional funding for unbudgeted or underbudgeted expenses. To get a look at the complete list, you can always look at the supporting documentation in the agenda by going to the city website and clicking Meetings, Agendas, and Minutes under the City Government tab. Or you could click the link in the description to go directly to the Agenda Center. There are 2 optional 1% sales tax supported projects at this meeting. For one, it's time for the annual Gurley Overpass inspection. Every year, we have the overpass inspected to determine what maintenance the 40-year-old overpass requires and ensure that it is still safe. This year, the inspection will take place in July. The other 1% project is the bid award for the Sutherland Subdivision Valve Project. This is another project where a water system was installed in the 70s and 80s, and the pipes are all right, but the metal valves are starting to fail due to corrosion. Council will also consider a bid award for the Traffic Safety Storage Shed Project. There will be a lease agreement for the city's rail spur, which is up against 2 lots owned by Steed Metals. The lease has a 1-year term and the annual fee is $6,000. A rail spur, in case you didn't know, is a sort of secondary track that allows rail cars to be loaded and unloaded without blocking traffic on the regular rail line. That's a brief look at the March 19th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov. Or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.